Today our scripture is Psalms 37:9. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land.
Dearest Father, my hope is in you today and always. I thank you for your protection from evil. Father, your promises are true and I praise you for them. You renew me daily as I spend time in your presence. You are the wellspring of my world-weary heart, the champion of my soul. I love you, Lord, and I trust you. Amen.
The thought for the day is, think of all the ways that the Lord cares for you. How many times have you been at your wit's end and the Lord has come to your rescue? Mary and I, in our lives together with the ministry and our children, have seen the Lord's miracles day after day. When we just thought there was no way out, He was there for us. Is He there for you? And He is, if you love Him. So think of how many times He has been.
Today's action, write down on a post-it note or sheet of paper, my hope is in the Lord, posted somewhere that you will see it daily. Today's treasure can be found in 1 Samuel chapter 2, reading from verse 10. For by strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. I'd like to read you something from the Alliance Weekly. Why the engine stopped. A sergeant major converted some time ago in a Salvation Army hut while on duty in the Middle East had charge of the locomotive which ran between Cairo and Haifa. After his conversion, he made it a practice before starting on each journey to pray for the safety of the train and of all his passengers. On one journey, the engine suddenly stopped for no apparent reason. A civil engineer on the train, as well as the engine staff, tried in vain to discover the cause of the breakdown, which took place at 3 o'clock on a wet morning. As dawn approached, two workmen came running farther down the line with the news that a rainstorm had made a hole in the permanent way large enough to engulf the whole train as it proceeded. What luck, the passenger said. But the driver quietly gave his witness and spoke of the prayer that he had offered for their safety every time he took his place at the footplate. Strangely enough, as it seemed to the passengers, the engine started without a hitch when the truck had been repaired after a 14-hour holdup. Praise the Lord.